Welcome, everyone. It's nice to see everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, March 14th, 2019.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present. Will you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I second it.
Thank you, Directors.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the consent calendar.
I second it.
Thank you.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. At this time, we have a presentation by Daphne Cisneros on the Gloria Maglebe Community Garden. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. So I have a presentation here for you guys. I wanted to put it up there, but you know, as far as technical difficulties, I know. So I just want to show you guys what's been going on. So as you guys know, just for you guys who don't know me, I'm Jasmine, and I volunteer for that garden right out there. I started it about 2 years ago. I restarted it 2 years ago. I teach preschool classes there with the little ones. I do senior harvest days and things like that. I do harvest days for the community where anybody is welcome to come out and harvest anything that you want. We have broccoli and lettuce and kale and chard and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, you guys come out, there's always vegetables there for everybody. So I just wanted to show you guys some pictures of what's been going on for the last year. You can just kind of see we've got some vegetables growing here. I wanted to show you pictures of the preschoolers that I've been teaching. I teach them every Friday for an hour from 10 to 11. We do different things like read books. It's all with the state approved curriculum that I got for the farm to preschool program that I'm running out of the garden. I got approved for the grant, as you guys know, and it's been going great. I got us t-shirts and everything like that, and I was able to buy us books and buy plants and all sorts of things like that, so it's been really going great. So there's been interest from other preschools as well. First Five wants to get involved. And this is the same presentation that I actually gave a couple of days ago to the Families Coalition of Activity and Nutrition. They invited me to present to their board, and I did, and they loved it. I'm going to be getting letters of support for some upcoming grants as well there. So that's been going great. I had an event this last Saturday on how to plant a tree. Me and the Master Gardeners got out there and we planted apple tree and an apricot tree and fig bush and all those types of things. So it's been going really great. So I just wanted to keep you guys updated. We were able to, at the end of our tomato harvest, you know, donate the rest of the tomatoes. I know it was over 100 pounds that we donated to the senior center, and they really like it. I wish that I was able to like make them more salads or things like that, but I'm not quite there yet, you know. So. And that was us last week. There's my son, because he's always with me, as you guys know. I just wanted to share this with you guys as a reminder of where we started last year. When you guys were out there with me. So I appreciate your support moving forward, and I know that there's great things to come. Thank you.
Aren't you going to talk about the upcoming agenda?
Yes. There's so much going on. going on. So I have a couple of events coming up. I have some flyers out there. I have a big spring festival coming up where there's going to be a farmer's market truck there. Fresh Approach is going to be there. They're usually there to, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, they usually go to the Belamonte Apartments and they do all sorts of affordable, you know, low-cost vegetables that are organic and locally sourced. There's also going to be Champions for Change there, and they do, you know, great food advocacy and nutrition and things like that. In May, we're also going to be having a community work day where we have activities for the little ones. We're planning on doing some chalk art on the sidewalk right there, a big art piece. And we're planning on doing different things in the garden as well. We're going to be doing a pathway project there as well, where I have tons of orange trees and lemon trees and things like that that we'll be planting there as well. So I invite you guys to come. It's going to be really fun. And thank you for your time.
What's the date?
The date, I have the flyers for you. So the date for the Spring Festival is going to be April 6th. And then the date for the work day is going to be May 24th, I believe. But I have the flyer for you right now. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Really cool. Very nice. Thank you.
And at this time, give a report from our general manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I met with the grant writer for Proposition 68. We went over some of the details of the grant, started to timelining and divvying up duties. So we've identified who's going to do certain tasks by certain deadlines. So we keep that process moving forward. I also met with the landscape architects, walked the project sites with them to get some feedback from them and answer any questions they may have as they proceed on developing designs for those parks. And I did give them some guidelines which to work. So they'll be working with me in preparation of having community meetings to get community feedback about these particular projects. So we're moving right along with the Proposition 68 grants. 18 members of the Bay Point Youth Academy visited the San Francisco Foundation. Of course, they were all in uniform, and they have a routine that they go through. They will be visiting the board at the next meeting in April, so we'll be excited to see them and how they've progressed in this academy, and very proud of that group and the work they've done to this point. We're, as you know, beefing up security at Ambrose Park. It's in desperate need of updated security equipment, so we're working with our IT contractor who's been working with Comcast. We did get informational lines put in there. It's actually stopped right now at the pool, but we're trying to bring it up to the maintenance building so we can install the cameras and lighting and sound audible alarms too. So this has been a long process, really looking and identifying what's going to work best. It's not a cheap proposition, but I think in the long run, the investment will be well worth it. Finally, just to let you know, you may have seen that we had somebody knock down a light standard in the parking lot. That's kind of dangerous to have electrical exposed like that, so we got our electrician on it right away to have that replaced. So we've had that replaced, and we'll see. It should be a better, newer, brighter light. So anyway, that's all I have now.
Well, thank you so much, John. Okay. We don't have any legal council report this evening. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Okay, we've got a number of them tonight. I'll make sure we have enough time. Okay. Timekeeper. Deborah Polk, please. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Good evening, Board. My name is Deborah Polk, and I am a member proud member of the East County Regional Group. And I just wanted to affirm with the board that the issue regarding the Ambrose Park and the restrooms is a major issue for Bay Point residents. It's not just an issue for ECRG. And actually, we have copies of 24 letters from businesses and organizations in Bay Point in support of the effort to improve the bathrooms or the restrooms in Ambrose Park. And so I just wanted to let you know that it's not just an ECRG issue, it is a community issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know every time you guys see me, you probably think, oh, there's the bad guy. But all I'm representing is our community for Bay Point. That's all. When I come here, it's to help our community. That's all. I don't want you guys to feel like we're the bad guys and you guys are the victims. Because that's how the last night, February 14th meeting, how if you read the minutes, that's how it sounds like you guys make us feel from what you could read. But anyways, so I'm here to talk about the bathrooms. You know we need bathrooms. I don't know if you need, have you ever went in the bathroom at Ambrose Park? Have you?
We're not allowed to.
Okay.
We're not allowed to.
Go in the bathrooms, yeah. And there's the sewer leaks and all in the bathroom, both toilets. And you go in there to go, let's say you gotta go poop. There, you gotta sit in water, and that water comes from the last person that went to the bathroom. Pee or cocker, whatever you want to call it, and without saying the cuss word. But that's all we're asking for is to get our bathrooms fixed. I mean, it can't possibly be too much. There's millions of other things in this world in Bay Point that we can fix. All we're asking is help fix our bathrooms. We got $50,000 right now to help fix our bathrooms. We have a contractor who said he'll do it for free. Well, what's the problem? I mean, there's got to be something else going on other than, you know, I mean, the bathrooms are there for the people that go to the $1 million swimming pool. As you know, we've got $1 million swimming pool, $1.5 million. But when they go to the pool, where are they going to go to the bathroom? They're going to sit in sewage? Because you guys won't do nothing? Isn't it your job to maintain and manage the Ambrose Park? Is. That's what you're naming your place is, Ambrose Park and Recreation Board. I'm just saying, come on. When you got the $1.5 million pool, a lot of people are going to come. Thousands of people come in the summertime. And where are they going to go to the bathroom? Where you guys want them to. I could say a million more things. I've only got 3 minutes, but thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Matt Ramirez?
Hey, Matt.
Welcome.
Hello. Good evening, board, neighbors. My name is Annette Ramirez. I am a resident here of the city of Pittsburgh. In West Pittsburgh, and I just would like also to talk on the bathrooms, okay? I have here an email that I sent to the Ambrose Rec on June 2nd of 2015, where I did get a response from the board members that were in office at that time, where I did mention the quality of the bathrooms and how I had held a party with about 90 people and was embarrassed at the condition of the bathroom. Having to find a piece of wood so they could walk from the entry of the door to sit on the toilet. I received response from Mr. Doug Long, June 2nd of 2015, apologizing for the condition of the bathrooms, stating that there were financial resources, somebody was on medical leave, there was not enough staff, there were other conditions. But as I read on the back, I did get a promise of something being done about it. That was 2015. It's 2019. The children of this community deserve better. You guys did an awesome job with the pool. If you guys can just, I mean, I'm sure you guys have gone when the pool's open and you can just hear the kids' laughter. That's something that hasn't been heard in that park. And unfortunately, when a kid has to go potty and they start doing the potty dance, one option is behind the bush, okay, because I'm not going to have my kids go in that bathroom, or leave. Okay, so we want people to come to West Pittsburgh. West Pittsburgh is beautiful. There's open space. Ambrose Park is amazing. You can walk the trail with your friends, but we need the bathroom for health conditions. Not just to make it look pretty, but really, I am tired of sending my kids to go to the bathroom behind a bush at Ambrose Park. So please work with us, work with the community, like I said before and I'll say again, we're here to help. We did the cleanup of the park together. You guys remember, we cleaned the park, we had our gloves on, we raked, we picked up garbage, dirt. You have all of our support to get that bathroom done. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rhea Elena Lachlan.
Welcome.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon, board directors, staff, and fellow community. My name is Rhea. I'm with First Five Contra Costa, and I'm here, too, to continue the conversation about the improvements at the Ambrose Community Park restrooms. And I'd like to begin by reiterating that our intention has been and always is to work in partnership with the district. We all share the same goal of providing the best parks possible for Bay Point children and families. And we also recognize that there's legitimate questions involved with repairing the restrooms. It's important that they're ADA accessible, they're built with proper permits, and they're the best restroom facilities for that Bay Point deserves. And we appreciate the various considerations that the board is tasked with to ensure that all projects are legitimate. I also understand that at your meeting last month, there was a suggestion from the board that First Five Contra Costa is being disingenuous about possessing funds for improved restrooms. And I'd like to remind you that I personally came before the board last September to request that you partner with us to take advantage of a grant opportunity. There was no interest at that time by the majority of the board. In October, I confirmed with the district manager that we had independently received those funds and offered to work collaboratively together to work towards finding a solution, whether they be renovated or fully remodeled restrooms. In December, the ECRG chair came before you to confirm that the funds were intact and invited you to work collaboratively with us to identify additional funds needed. We took it upon ourselves, and I personally pursued funders to contribute to a solution. So you can understand my surprise and my confusion when the tape last month not only questioned the truth about these funds, but that the quote, first five people were being discussed with such disdain. Please let me remove any doubt. First Five Contra Costa has $50,000 available that we would like to contribute towards new or renovated restrooms at Ambrose Park. We are happy to discuss the details and the terms for allocating these funds. As someone who's also part of a public agency and who has worked with five other cities to renovate seven parks to date across the county, I'm truthfully very unclear why this particular project, why this offer of free money and these hardworking families who have invested over 825 volunteer hours to improve bathrooms for children is being received with such suspicion and contempt. We invite you to work with us and to engage in a productive dialogue. And I respectfully ask you again to please agendize this topic, even a study session, so that the board and the community can have a transparent dialogue to seek solutions. We still believe that we can reach a solution and meet all of our needs this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Sylvia Angeles? Welcome.
Thank you. Buenas noches, mi nombre es Silvia Ángeles, soy buenas noches, miembro de Distrito Ambrose. I'm a little nervous, sorry. Mi nombre es Silvia Ángeles, soy miembro del grupo de ECRG, patrocinado por los miembros de los primeros cinco de Contra Costa. Esta noche estoy aquí para seguir abogando por las mejoras de los baños del Parque Ambrose, ya que es un tema que nos sigue preocupando a todos. Quiero enfatizar que es importante que los niños cuenten con ambientes saludables y enfatizar en todo lugar y especialmente en un parque. Ahí ellos se divierten, hacen actividades, Las razones por las cuales estamos trabajando arduamente para ayudar a hacer esto posible.
Good evening, Ambrose District. My name is Silvia Angeles, member of the East County Regional Group, sponsored by First Five Contra Costa. Tonight, I'm here to continue advocating for improvements to the Ambrose Park restrooms, since it's an issue that continues to concern us all. I want to emphasize that's important for children to have healthy environments, especially in parks. Parks are where they have fun, are active, and live moments that they will remember for the rest of their lives. This is one of the reasons why we're asking, this is one of the reasons why we are working hard to make this possible.
También tuve la oportunidad de escuchar un audio de la junta pasada. Me gustaría hacer referencia a uno de los comentarios que se hicieron. En el audio escuché que el señor Alex Don Gallo también vino a abogar por estos baños. Le quiero agradecer a Alex por ser neutral y estar al lado del bienestar de la comunidad de Bainpo y por deseos de ayudar en este esfuerzo por el bien de las familias.
Also, I had the opportunity to listen to the audio of last month's meeting, and I would like to address one of the comments made. In the audio, I heard that Mr. Alex Dongallo also came to explore solutions to the bathrooms. I want to thank Alex for only trying to help the community for the good of families.
Otra de las cosas que pude escuchar es la desconfianza que tienen hacia nosotros, la comunidad, y también el grupo de ECRG sobre nuestro trabajo y de los fondos que hemos conseguido para ayudar a mejorar esos baños. Primero que todo, yo les quiero decir que todos nosotros tenemos una vida muy ocupada y aún así hacemos todo lo posible para ayudar a tener una mejor comunidad. Trabajamos con la mejor intención y venimos con mucha humildad ante ustedes para pedir su colaboración. Todo lo que hacemos es un trabajo con honestidad, transparencia y lo hacemos contentos por el bien de nuestros niños y no recibimos ni un honorario por nuestra participación. Esa es una de las razones que me hace sentirme orgullosa de ser miembro de este grupo.
Another thing I heard was the distrust you have towards us, the community, and also the East County Regional Group, about our work and the funds we have raised to improve these bathrooms. I want to tell you that we all have very busy lives, and yet we manage to do everything possible to have a better community. We come with the best intentions and humility as we ask for your collaboration. We work hard with honesty, transparency, and we do it for the benefit of our children. We do not receive any money for our participation. This is one of the reasons that makes me proud to be a member of the East County Regional Group.
Me gustaría resaltar que cuando mencionamos que pudimos conseguir fondos para ayudar a este proyecto, es porque es verdad. No vamos a venir aquí a decir mentiras, por favor. Tomen en cuenta, porque su desconfianza hacia nosotros, decimos o hacemos, nos ofende, y nos ofende a toda la comunidad de Bain.
When we mentioned we were able to raise funds for this project, it's because it's true. We're not here to tell lies. Please take that into account, because your distrust of what we say or do offends us, and it offends the entire community of Bain.
Les quiero pedir, por favor, que si tienen alguna duda de lo que nosotros decimos o hacemos, nos los hagan saber para tener la oportunidad de aclararlo. Es un poco decepcionante escuchar esos comentarios cuando estamos presentes, y más bien cuando no estamos presentes, y más las personas elegidas que están aquí es para responder a nosotros, a los residentes. El propósito aquí es mejorar los baños de Ambrose Park para nuestras familias de Bainpo, y eso es lo que nos debe importar. Trabajamos juntos, uniendo todas a las personas interesadas en ayudar en este esfuerzo para realizar este proyecto por el bien de nuestra comunidad de Bainport para tomar un paso adelante, les pedimos que pongan este tema en la agenda para explorar soluciones. Gracias, thank you.
I would like to ask you, if you have any doubt about what we say, please let us know so that we can have the opportunity to clarify it. It's disappointing to hear comments when we're not present. The purpose here is to improve the Ambrose Park restrooms for the Bay Point families, and that's what we should care about. Let's work together, uniting everyone interested in this effort. To close, we ask you to please put this on the agenda to explore solutions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm going to make a hash of this name, and I apologize in advance. Patricia, I don't know.
Aguilar.
Aguilar. Okay. I thought it was an I, not an L. Patricia? Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. I know that you see us before here. My name is Patricia. I live here in Bay Point for the last 16 years, and I'm a member of ACCE. I know you know who we are. And the reason I come here is I'm representing myself and I'm representing my group. We have like 6 members in the audience right now from my group. And we come here to ask you to really consider the proposal of the first 5 because we think that really is for the community. And we work for the community and we're concerned about the community. And we know that those bathrooms will really need to be functional. We don't want fancy bathrooms. We want clean, functional bathrooms that anybody in the community can use. So please, we ask you, consider the proposal of the first 5. And if you need more help from us, we can help you. If we need to talk more about it, we can talk more about it. But please consider the proposal and receive any help from anybody that wants to help you to do the remodel. Later in the future, if you want to do a new bathroom, that's great. But we need it as an urgent, a priority, the bathrooms. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next, Mr. Eric Sanchez. Welcome.
Hi. I'm here to represent myself, and then I also have recently become a member of ACCE. I'm kind of new into this conversation, but I work in the community, I live in the community, and I'm a new resident. But what I look at and what I hear is that we have, and there has been work that has been invested in this sort of, already there has been evaluations on the park that I participated last year. It sounds like the conversation started earlier in 2015, that there's a desire to have action done, and it's not necessarily necessarily that the outcome needs to be the most ideal. So it's looking more at what can we provide to the community now and make use of those funds, because there was also other elements in the study of looking at upgrading and fixing all of the faucets. So we have been walking around the community with our dog and checking out areas as we go. And I actually haven't walked to Ambrose because I know that there's no bathroom. I kind of limit my walks to certain areas. And so what we actually go somewhere else. And that means when we go for lunch or we do other things, our business goes with us too. So I think looking at this as a collective, we have an opportunity here to revitalize business, revitalize parks and recreation, and the community really just wants action on it. So I am asking for like your consideration and the proposal from First 5, and then thinking about how can we be efficient with the money, knowing that there's more money coming from the state.
Thank you.
so and trying to look at different areas. But thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, and last, Ms. Rosa Vargas.
It's me. Welcome. Thank you. First of all, this is ever my first time in here.
Oh, welcome.
My hands have sweat. And my feet are too.
We're just your neighbors.
Come on. Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring it out.
Yeah.
We're neighbors.
That's right.
We're brothers and sisters.
Yep. Yeah.
And we want to take proud because I'm a resident in here in Bayport. Okay, so we want to take proud, and we take proud for this city because it's a beautiful city, it's a beautiful town, okay? So the problem is that I'm here to bring this back again, like everybody is. We want to be in one thinking, like our brothers and sisters, neighbors, united, help each other. I believe we can always deserve help each other, right? So, not to make it difficult, and maybe we, offer some help, and we can't refuse it. If we don't, we can't afford it, we can't refuse the help of somebody else, our friends, neighbors, and if there is a problem in the bathrooms, and I have my children, and I have my grandchildren, and we have to do something about this, you know, all together. And this is all I can say, you know, and I thank you for your attention, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make it the second time,
well,
but,
you did
you know,
a good job.
So I thank you very much, and have a good night.
Ms. Gabriela Chico Farias, did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you, Board. This is my first time coming in to speak to you. I've been coming to a couple of meetings before, and I am a new member of ECRG. This is an organization that I am proud to have become part of because it's about community involvement. I had no idea what they were about before, but I love the idea that they are here for the kids. Not about, you know, making ourselves look good, but about making our community look good, making things better for our children. I have myself and my daughter, she's 5 years old, visited Ambrose Park, actually doing visiting and trying to get people to sign the petition to try to get their bathrooms renovated. And I did take a look at the bathrooms. At the point when I was visiting, the men's bathroom, both sides were closed. So half of the bathrooms are of service. And the other half, which is the woman's side, it was uncomfortable just walking in. I wouldn't even let my daughter walk in because I wouldn't want her to step on whatever water residue was in there. So it's really unsanitary, in my opinion. Like the other parent said, I wouldn't want my daughter to be there, so I would take her somewhere else. And instead of using the beautiful facility they have for children, it's beautiful. I love that the art, all the stuff they have for the kids. And the pool is a beautiful sight. But the two other options is like, you look at the park area and it's beautiful, you look at the pool area, it's beautiful, but then you look at the old basketball area, it's an eyesore. And then you look at the bathroom area, and it's also an eyesore. So it feels like half your park is non-functional. And I may not be a Bay Point resident, but I am a parent of a toddler, and I like to take her to parks. I like to take her to different areas, just to know our city, to know our county. And it's very important that you put the bathrooms in the agenda so that we can continue this conversation, possibly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. At this time, we move on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First, we are considering adopting resolution number 18/19-05, initiating proceedings to levy and collect assessment as presented. Do I have anyone that wants to speak on this? Okay, general manager.
You want to take this one?
Sure.
Actually, I would like to speak on this. Can you,
you got her name, right?
Yes.
So, this is God sent, right? We're going to sell a property and we're going to get all that money. You can put it towards
the next
one.
It's the next one.
That's
oh, well,
yeah.
I'll wait for that. All
right. Okay, so, mark that off. All right, sir.
Ma'am.
Yes. Every year we, people in Bay Point, they do pay an assessment on their property taxes every year. The county collects it. We have a company that does all the processing and collects it and works with the county. And this is the first step of the process for the year. And we do it every year. And it's the same resolution every year.
It's procedural to collect the funds.
Yep.
So do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the resolution 18/19-05, initiating proceedings to levy and collect assessment as presented.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Director.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on. Consider accepting an offer from Bay Point to DEVCO LLC in the amount of $1,325,000 for the sale of real property described as 1.99 acres of land in Bay Point, California, APN 0097-0081-027, referred to as the Clearland property. Okay, here we go.
So, like I said, this is God sent, right? We have a property that's barely being used. Okay, you guys have considered selling that property. The funds that could be made off of that property could go towards the remodeling or refurbishing or remaking of the bathrooms. So I would eye that motion. for the sale.
Okay,
thank you.
Got it. All right, sir.
Yes, this, as the board knows, this is an offer to buy the real property, what is commonly referred to as Clearland property. As the board also knows, this property has been up for sale for a long time, and we have entertained a number of offers for the sale of this park. It's also understood by this board that this is part of the funding strategy that the board will be using for its CIP capital improvement project thing. The board has indicated to me on a number of occasions that indeed the restroom at Ambrose Park would be considered for a complete replacement based on identifying funds, some of which could come from Clearland. Others we've identified also, and this is part of that funding that that property. But specific to this, this is the offer. You'll notice the offer is more than the asking price. There are some details in it that we faced before. There are big hurdles, we found out. There's an opportunity to purchase 290-day due diligence periods beyond what they get initially. So this process is a lengthy process. It could take up to 6 months to complete. But I'll be apprising the board of details of this sale as we go through. But right now, this is an offer, and we're looking for the board to either accept or reject this at tonight's action. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Madam Chair,
yes, sir.
I make a motion we accept the offer from Bay Point to DEVCO LLC in the amount of $1,325,000 for the sale of real property described as the Coyland property, APN 0097-0081-027.
I second that.
Thank you, directors.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. Okay. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items from the agenda. Any comments?
Easter's coming.
Yes, it is.
Easter's coming. Are we having
our
annual Easter egg hunt?
We are indeed. It's April 20th. It's a Saturday. And we have a number of partners this year, greater than last year, that want to participate. So this should be probably the biggest event we've had. As you probably remember, a couple of years ago was just absolutely mayhem with the number of people there, but very well received by this community. We expect this one to be bigger than better than the last couple of years, and it's just an outstanding thing. So you want to mark your calendar for Saturday, April 20th.
Thank you. Mr. Director Hoagland?
Madam Chair, we will all be in Sacramento for the state conference next week, Thursday. And I want to again acknowledge that Thursday and our general manager will be receiving the Professional Leader Award. And we are very proud of him.
Yeah,
thank
yes,
you.
We are.
So, and that will do it.
It's a big deal. Do you have anything else, Dr. Garcia?
I want to thank Ms. Jasmine Cisneros for taking all the time that you give every week. You come with your kids, you come with boots, you're half muddy most of the time. But thank you.
Thank you guys for your support.
Yes, the seniors, I see your vegetables with the seniors.
Yeah.
And they enjoy it, and I thank you again.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
All right. Oh, I was going to piggyback off of Elvis, but you're doing a fantastic job over there. I have taken walks over there and just peeked in, and I know that when you were sick, that I was also watering, because they said
thank
they
you.
Needed watering.
Yes.
So I was over there watering.
Yeah.
And it kind of brought back a lot of memories, because I used to take my preschool class and next door in Livonia Allen there to plant, and my kids had so much fun there. I enjoyed myself.
I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself out there.
So I will be probably there to help too when the preschool is there.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. You're all welcome to come anytime.
But thank you. You've done a lot of work.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I will trio that.
I remember when Jasmine was just, 2 years ago that
yeah.
you came here and you
yeah.
had an idea and you came and said, I just want to help, and here you are. And so thank you so much for everything you've done for this community, not just the district, but for everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. I also wanted to share that on Chinese New Year, I had the pleasure of being a member of the Apapa Group, which is an Asian Pacific Islander group, and they had a float, and the theme of the float was from railroad workers to civic leaders, because very few Asian Pacific Islanders are actually elected officials.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure of joining them at that event. And actually, this year is the 150th year anniversary of the railroad workers. So I just wanted to share that with you, that I was invited, and we had a great time, and it was nice to represent this.
Is this your swag?
Yes,
pretty
I was
cool.
going to share
it.
Swag.
That's
we're
awesome.
Going to have a big thing at Utah, I think, where it started.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Awesome.
We also, do we arrange our time? Next week we have our conference. You're going to be up there already, right? And then us four are going up Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if one of you gals with the big vehicle can be the driver.
Well, I can't be the driver because my husband needs the car to pick up the kids from school at 2:30. So I thought I could, but I just can't.
What about
we talked about it tonight.
I can fit three.
Three plus you?
Yeah.
So that's us, because he's already got, Steve, you're already going to be up there, right?
Thank
okay,
you.
I guess it's me. Yeah, and what time do we have to be up there, Jim?
Our first seminar starts at 11 o'clock, so probably you should be there at 10:30 to make your way to the different sessions, and we can decide who wants to go to what. As we're up there, yeah, it shouldn't be that difficult.
So we'll just text you once we get up there where we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you getting your own self up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so. We could strap you on the top.
I was going to say, yeah.
and the dinner ends at what time, you think?
He said
7, 8, 9, 9-ish.
What's that?
Don't they have the raffle at 8:30?
What was the question?
The dinner ends.
What time
ends?
Does the dinner usually end?
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
9, yeah.
Okay, so
you're all okay with that time?
Yeah. And what time do you want us to be here, Mary?
I can pick you up so you don't have to drive here. Because you're going to have to leave your vehicle until 9 o'clock.
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
yeah
just send me
our address.
I'll pick you up.
You should know how long it takes to get to Sacramento from here, too.
Yes, it takes an hour and a half.
You're
yes,
very familiar with that.
I've been used to driving.
You've done that?
Yeah, I've done that several times. So
you get there at 10:30, you should leave at 9.
Leave at 9? Yeah. All right.
Madam Chair, I might suggest that we all agree to meet at the entrance to the expo so that everybody knows where the gathering spot can be.
At 10:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where that is, but I see where that is.
When you walk in,
you'll be right across the street in the parking lot. You walk across, it's right there.
Okay.
And we all can text and find each other.
And I'm going to call you because I'm probably going to make it easier on her, and I'll just be at your house.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to do three stops.
All right.
All right, so we're set on that. 9
yes.
o'clock.
And for dinner, do we have to dress up?
Yes.
Please say no.
it's a very nice dinner. You want to dress nicely.
It's just kind of business casual.
Casual?
Okay.
You're talking to Steve, who's the king of leisure.
I am not wearing a tuxedo. I am wearing a jacket, but that's
right.
It.
Most of the gentlemen.
All right. So dress nice.
Thank you. I also want to thank everybody who came here.
Yes, of course.
We hear your voices and we're listening. Just want to let you know that. And we're
going
to make something
out of it. Thank you.
Speak up, sister. I would like to also let you know that I know that we're all taking notes and we all have our things that we all discuss. And we're working on it. We really are working on it.
Do I have a motion?
I don't have any.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Me.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Does anybody want any flyers?
Yes.
Thank you. 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 Thank you